So Many Versions is the title of the new book not found in your so-called Christian bookstore. Ask your pastor why it's not there. I guarantee you he doesn't even know what book you're talking about, let alone why it's not there. He's got the one-sided agenda, and that's that liberal agenda. We'll be going through this book, which brings to light so many versions of the Bible. How do these versions stack up to God's perfect words, the 1769 King James Bible, which they never mention in this book, the Blaney text? It's always the 1611 translation. Here is what the authors Saki Kubo and Walter Speck say in chapter 1 titled Early Modern Speech Versions. Page 26, in the 16th century, William Tyndale risked his life to translate the scriptures and died as a martyr in 1538. Who's risking their life over the scriptures today? Anybody? What was it that inspired him to undertake such a dangerous and daring work? Tyndale said, "Which thing only moved me to translate the New Testament? Because I had perceived by experience how that it is impossible to establish the lay people in any truth." Why was it impossible? Because the Roman Catholics had control. The Roman Catholics, if you had a question about anything about the Bible, you had to go to them, okay? And William Tyndale wanted a Bible that everyone can read without going to the Pope, without going to Rome. And that's why the Roman Catholics martyred him, okay? They left that part out in this because when we're looking at these new translations, they're all of Rome. They're all Roman Catholic. They're all of the Sinaiticus Vaticanus text, where your King James Bible is not. And that's where the fight and that's where the attack is. That's why. Two different texts, okay? Because I had perceived by experience how that it is impossible to establish the lay people in any truth, except the scripture were plainly laid before their eyes in their mother tongue, that they might see the processing of the text. And then later on page 26, they fall for the devil's lie, right? Unfortunately, the very version prefaced by these noble words, the King James Version 1611, is no longer speaking their language of the common man. To the average man of today, the language of the King James Version seems strange and foreign. And that's where your Blaney text comes in. That's where the Blaney text comes in. There is therefore danger that the Bible may seem to modern man to be something out of date and irrelevant. This has been recognized now for nearly a century. Hence, toward the end of the 19th century and the beginning of the 20th century, a movement arose calling for translations of the Bible in modern English. 1880 is when Westcott and Hort started propagating their new translations. Westcott and Hort believed in evolution. Westcott and Hort did not believe the miracles of Christ. Okay, and these were the translations that they were citing on. Yeah. This book, So Many Versions, puts scholarship first, and most scholars don't believe the words on the page. They refer to the originals. There are no originals on the face of the planet, and they attack the so-called King James Bible by calling its words archaic. So let's continue. We left with C.S. Lewis saying, "Oh, it's like seeing an old picture that's been cleaned." Oh, so we're cleaning the King James Bible because it's an old picture. This is what C.S. Lewis said. Yeah. "Why don't you go on and do the lot?" When he had completed the Pauline epistles, and by the way, this is on page 69. It's chapter 4 in So Many Versions. And this is the Phillips translation. Phillips first edition. Okay. So when he had completed the Pauline epistles, Philip was encouraged by people from various parts of the world to go on to the Gospels. He was reluctant to do this, since people might object to his paraphrasing the actual words of Jesus. Oh, but he completed the Gospels in 1952. The Acts, the Young Church in Action in 1955, and the Book of Revelation in 1957. The entire New Testament was published in 1958, Four Prophets in 1963, and the Revised New Testament in 1973. The great popularity of this version lies in its freshness of style and its readability. The New Testament reads as if it were originally written in 20th century English. Okay, here we go again with the originals. They're stuck on the originals, right? It does not read like a translation at all. Wow. So what does it read like? They don't believe any version's true, right? More next week.